Thank you for calling customer service. Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, sir. I am rather disappointed because, first of all, I have already talked to someone at this place because evidently the whole disclosure was in some kind of small print someplace. I have an order number. Would you like to look at that?
Sure. Go ahead with that, ma'am.
It's 260-348-406.
And can I have your name?
My name is Laura Bayerga.
Thank you. Can you verify your mailing address?
430 19th Avenue West, Condo F as in Frank, West Fargo, North Dakota, 58078.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. And how may I assist you?
Okay. I ordered something that I was told was free, except for the shipping, for $5.74.
Yes,
and that was on May 29th.
Yes, ma'am, I show that.
A few days later, Thursday, not even a week later, $67.32 charge shows up in my bank account. I'm going, what the what? So I called you folks, and whoever was dealing with me said they were going to refund that money and then close this account so that wouldn't happen again. And they told me I needed to read fine print because, yes, people are, they didn't say this, but I'm saying it, they're liars and sneaks. And they suck you in with the words free, and you read all that stuff and whatnot. So the $67.32 charge was supposed to be taken out of my account because it was pending when I called in. It was never taken out of my account. It has went through. So now I'm paying $67.32 plus a $5.74 charge for a pulse oximeter. That's a pretty dang spendy one. I'm not going to settle for that. I have the cancellation notification here. Why hasn't that amount been returned to my account, the $67.32?
Okay, and let me just go ahead and take a look and see what transpired, okay?
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, so I'm showing that he did cancel out the account. I'm showing that the cancellation was processed, and that was back on the 2nd.
Yes, Thursday, June 2nd.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
When I called it.
Yes, I'm showing that.
But that money stayed coming out of my account rather than being canceled. So now I need a return from somebody, and I need that $67.32 put back in my account.
And give me one moment. I'm going to take a look really quick, ma'am. So what I can do for you, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund of the $67.32.
A 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am, and that would be $19.23. because I'm not showing down
this
that. Go ahead.
This is an illegal charge. I didn't agree to pay $67.32 for anything.
So when it says, like, the terms and conditions, ma'am, like you were saying earlier, when it does say read the terms and conditions and check the box, when you check the box, that's what you are agreeing to.
Oh, God. So who can I sue?
Give me one moment. Okay. So
what about if I return the whole stupid thing? It came in yesterday's mail.
So unfortunately, we do not take returns, ma'am. But I can offer you a 50% return of $33.66.
Can you repeat what you last said? There's
yes,
no
ma'am.
Way to return this thing. I've never heard of that.
Yes, ma'am. So
I've never heard of that. I haven't even had this order for a week, and I'm totally displeased with it, and somebody's telling me I can't return it.
Yes, ma'am. So we do not accept returns. The shipping department does not take the fulfillment department does not take returns, so they would not be able to accept it back. But however, I can, since the 50% return does not work for you, I can go ahead and return all in full for you, the $67.32.
Well, that would be nice.
Okay, just give me one
moment. I'll be happy to send this back.
No, ma'am.
Somebody sent it to me.
No,
why
ma'am.
Can't I send it back to who sent it to me then if you guys don't receive it back?
Because the shipment store that sent it out, they don't accept returns.
Holy cow. Wow. Well, I sure will never, ever use anything like that again, ever. What a disappointment. I'm very sad that there's no remorse for ripping people off.
Yes, ma'am.
That's really sad.
Yes, ma'am.
This is an evil world anymore, and I look forward to the time when God gets to rule and reign and judge all things. As humans have sure screwed it up.
You have no idea, ma'am.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I've been in ministry, sir. I know how screwed up people are. What liars, what deceivers, yeah. And someday God is going to set all this right, and earth as we know it will be over. And there's either a heaven or hell to live in for all of us.
You're right about that.
Yeah. And I wouldn't wish hell on anyone, including Hitler, even though he was a very, very horrid, evil man, or Stalin, because hell is an awful place to be. But unfortunately, because he gave us free will, we get to choose where we go. And there's many people that have chosen hell, even though that was never prepared for humans. It was prepared for Satan and his demons, not humans. God loved his people and did not want any of us to choose that way, but he let us choose. He gave us free will.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I know the Bible, sir. I do. I love my God, and I'm incensed that I guess, I don't know. I have to be smarter. See, I want to believe people aren't like this. I want to believe that, and I can't do that anymore.
And you know, I'm with you on that. I want to believe that everyone is good for the greater good.
Yep.
But
The world keeps showing you.
It's hard
to look at anybody with a mistrusting eye.
Yeah, the world keeps showing you one day at a time. It's just like, oh my gosh, this is going to get better. It's going to get better.
Yeah, right. which part of the Bible did they forget to read? It isn't going to get better, but those people that know their God, we are going to get through this hard time, you know?
Ma'am, I just been praying and just trying to work on it, and I just don't know. Just don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know anymore.
Well, just make sure you know where you're going and you have a right relationship with God. And then we have to walk with that peace in our hearts and then pray for the things he shows us to pray for. Because the rest is just kind of thrown up prayers that don't work anyway. If he's not already
yes,
involved
ma'am.
In it, it don't work, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying a bit.
Me too. Me too. But the Bible says even Jesus did only what God had already begun. Jesus never initiated anything of himself. That really pretty much says a lot.
Yes, ma'am. But I went ahead and returned the $67.32, ma'am. And I do have a confirmation number for you as well.
All righty. I am ready.
All right. I have CSN in Charlie, 260-396. 167. So
I really appreciate your time, and I'm sorry I have had to call the second time, and I'm sorry, so naive and ignorant that I didn't pay better attention. I promise I will not bother you folks again, because I will never, ever believe something like that again. So I am sorry, and I really thank you for your time, and I thank you even for allowing me to speak about the Lord the way I did. So
no, thank you. I probably needed that.
We all do. None of us are beyond needing understanding. So I bless you in the name of Jesus,
thank
the
you.
Son of God, and may you know him more and more each day, and myself as well. So you go your way, and thank you for your help today.
You're welcome. Well, you have a wonderful day as well, okay?
Thank you. I receive that. Bye-bye.
Bye, ma'am.